free trip up there.
That's a really flight, isn't
it? It's really, yeah, it's interesting now, don't you think it wasn't? Really interesting.
Did these other people have big farms, or?
Some of them did. Old land all over. That contest went all over the eastern part of Oklahoma.
Hmm.
And I was one of the fellows that won it. Oh, heck, it is. They put a red letter in my cap. I never thought of such a thing, you know. Some of them thought I had some kind of a pull, but I didn't.
You didn't have the pull, you had the grow.
Just the condition I had my stuff in is what made me win that.
Uh-huh. And church affiliation.
What's that?
And church affiliation.
You mean what kind of a church?
Yeah.
I just say a union church, because it's a union Sunday school, and we have different beliefs and different denominations, but we call it a union Sunday school. We have a fine bunch that goes there.
Uh-huh.
It's been a union Sunday school, to my knowing, for 55 years.
Hmm.
It was going when I come down here, and been right there at that building for 55 years. Of course, a different building now.
Organizations that you belong to?
Don't belong to any. Just don't belong to no lodges or nothing like that.
Do you speak any foreign languages?
No.
Oh, I was going to ask you about those beans. What your mother called those?
She called them green beans, or garden beans, or
uh-huh.
cornfield beans, or something to that effect. You plant them in with the corn, and they grow up and run up the corn.
Uh-huh.
Pick the beans off the corn, you know.
I was going to ask you something else. Oh, fence. The kind that's over there on the other side of the old potato house, or the boards.
Oh, well, that's what you'd call a board fence, a lot fence.
With boards
like this. Yeah. Yeah.
And the pointed tops on them?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
We call that a corral.
Mm-hmm. Well, that just looked a little ornamental for it. I wondered if that was something special.
No, it's just I put that there after I came up here.
Oh. Well, I wanted to ask you another thing. What do you call the thing you screw into the light socket?
Call that a light bulb.
Uh-huh. And let's see now, your daddy?
You mean where he was born?
Yeah.
He was born about 3 miles west of Decatur, Arkansas. And then he moved to his family. Died there, lived there the rest of his life.
About when was he born?
Well, sir, I'd have to count up, but it's been about 100 years ago. He's been dead a good long while. He'd have been around 100 years old now if he'd have still been living.
And how about his education, formal education?
Just about the same as mine, not very much of an education. Mother didn't have much of an education. We didn't have much chance, you know, at that time.
And where was she born?
She was born right in there, close to where my dad lived, or close to Decatur. They was born, both of them there, right close to the same place, and lived and raised a family right there, and hollering distance of where they was born.
Hmm. About when was she born, you know?
Well, about the same. She's about the same age as my father.
And how about your father's father?
You mean how old was he, or where did
he? Well, where he was born?
He was born in west of Decatur, and he's buried up there right now, west of Decatur.
Boy, that goes back a long time.
Yes, it does. That's where I seen the 100-year-old and better cabin that's telling about the logs being hewed out over 100 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And the rafters, instead of being sawed two before, they were just poles that went to woods and cut and took the bark off. They're still right there and been there over 100 years.
Boy.
That's quite a coincidence.